Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Lost Village by Neil Spring. Published by Quercus in 2017, today is all about ghost hunting, secrets, and the call of home. Inver is a village in Salisbury, requisitioned by the British Army in World War I for training exercises. The locals have been moved away, but they yearn to return back to their homes. The army only allows the locals to return to their bullet-scarred village once a year to visit the graveyard and mourn their loved ones. It's now 1932, and the annual visit day is approaching. Sarah Gray is a former assistant of the famous ghost hunter Harry Price. The two have fallen out, but are reunited when Sarah is drawn by an anonymous letter to visit a theatre known for its hauntings. The two are begrudgingly reconciled as the army asks Harry and Sarah to come to Inver. There have been reports of ghostly visitations at the village, and the army men are frightened, one man in particular setting himself on fire and blaming the voices of the ghosts. Sarah's now-dead father was also stationed at Inver, which increases Sarah's curiosity about the village. Harry and Sarah visit Inver to investigate and debunk the ghost. Harry Price is a well-known paranormal investigator and media darling. His publicity-seeking ways are one of the reasons why Sarah has distanced herself from him. But Sarah has another secret she is keeping from Harry. Sarah travels to Inver alone, and after a series of train mishaps, she finds herself walking through the army grounds surrounding Inver after dark, despite the warnings not to. On the way, she meets a ghostly boy with black eyes and begins to wonder whether there is truth to the rumours about the place. Now, this is the second in a series featuring Harry Price and Sarah Gray, but don't worry, I haven't read the first one, and so this is easily read as a standalone. The really interesting part about this book, which I didn't find out until the end because, weirdly enough, I rarely read authors' prologues or the back cover blurbs, but what I found out is that most of this book is based on historical facts. Inver is a real village requisitioned by the army, and Harry Price was a real celebrity ghost hunter of the period. But back to the book. Now, this is a deliciously creepy book filled with twists and secrets. Harry is brash and annoying, but I warm to him eventually. Sarah is clever but unsure of herself and her abilities, despite the fact she is certainly Harry's equal. The book is gothic and spooky, with misty moors and deserted theatres, churches and manor houses. There's a mysterious woman dressed in black, there's elements of madness and decades of secrets. The plot twists one way and then another, as everyone involved tells their own set of lies and bends the truth. And the book is also told in retrospect by the aging Sarah, and so the reader knows the outcome of one plot point, but is left waiting and wondering to see how it transpires. The Lost Village is one of my favourite books that I've read this year. It's almost like a combination of all my favourite things in one book. A mystery with historical and gothic setting, ghosts and the paranormal, and a resourceful and courageous female lead. If you like family secrets, facts blurred with fiction, misty moors, ghostly children and abandoned places, I heartily recommend The Lost Village by Neil Spring. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.